So I think another interesting factor that can be considered when treating patients is CNS disease and whether or not there is activity of these agents within the CNS. And so at this time, the only clinical data that we have available for patients with breast cancer and brain metastases comes from a trial looking at abemaciclib as monotherapy in ER-positive, HER2-negative patients. And so this was a trial that was done across several different disease types, but there were two cohorts for breast cancer-related brain metastases looking at both hormone receptor-positive, HER2-positive patients as well as hormone receptor-positive, HER2-negative patients. These patients could have either untreated brain metastases or brain metastases that had progressed after standard therapy with radiation. They also very interestingly had an exploratory arm looking at patients who were going to undergo surgical resection for their brain metastases. And these patients got a window of exposure of abemaciclib prior to getting surgical resection. And they looked at drug levels within the plasma, the CSF, and within the tumor. And the drug levels were actually comparable, suggesting that the drug is penetrating into the CSF and into the tumor. And then when we see the efficacy data, I think what was interesting, this was just data presented at the time of an interim analysis for the ER-positive, HER2-negative arm on this trial, but there were two objective responses seen from the first 23 patients that enrolled onto this trial, suggesting not only can the drug penetrate into the brain, but actually can cause responses in the brain. There are preclinical data suggesting that palbociclib and ribociclib may also have CNS activity. There's an ongoing trial also with palbociclib for patients who have CNS disease. That trial is specifically for patients who have an alteration in the CDK pathway, and that trial is currently still accruing, and so we don't have clinical data yet available from that.